AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump will start 2 weeks from this coming Monday.
Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will get underway with opening arguments on February 8th. The schedule was announced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Both the House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
This will be the first impeachment trial of a president no longer in office, which Republican allies suggest is a pointless effort. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Biden has also called on Congress to quickly begin work on his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief and recovery package. He notes that the price tag is high, but the needs are great and the timing is right.
At this moment of crisis, with the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending, and they're more urgent than ever.
Biden's proposal comes after Congress previously approved $4 trillion last year, including $900 billion just last month. Those efforts have politically exhausted Republican lawmakers, particularly the conservatives, calling the new proposal an expensive, unworkable liberal wish list. Biden did sign a pair of executive orders today. One would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for a $15 an hour minimum wage for federal workers and contractors. This is AP News. A San Francisco man pleads guilty in a warehouse fire that killed 36 people during a dance party just over 4 years ago. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The master tenant who converted an industrial Oakland, California warehouse into a residence and event space for artists has pleaded guilty to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter for a deadly fire in 2016. In exchange, 50-year-old Derek Almina gets a 12-year sentence. The arrangement avoided a second trial for Almina after the first ended in a hung jury. Because he was already jailed for nearly 3 years, plus credit for good behavior, Almina, who was already free on bail, likely won't return to jail. The fire broke out on December 2, 2016, during an electronic music and dance party. Victims were trapped on the illegally constructed second floor. Prosecutors said there were no smoke detectors or sprinklers. I'm Mike Gracia.
A co-defendant, Max Harris, was found not guilty in the 2019 trial. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.